Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Hello, everyone. The clip you're about to hear is from one of our exclusive Patreon episodes on a recent horror release. And just like all of our other episodes, it might include major spoilers for said horror release. So don't listen to it if you haven't already seen it. You've officially been warned. And if you'd like to hear the full episode, just head on over to patreon.com/horrorqueers and subscribe today. Without further ado, here is your exclusive Patreon clip.
Well, why don't we dig into this? Because I think the movie starts off in a really smart way. Traceport back into the realm of sort of social media influencer horror. So it's been a year for this, hasn't it?
I know. I feel like it's been a year of sexual assault and social media satire.
Oh, my God. It's the title of our new podcast.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But I think that these moments, anytime we see Cecilia using social media, to the point where we also get, like, shots of her pupils dilating and her blood vessels expanding as her, I think it's a serotonin boost. That, I think, is a fascinating thing that this film does that I really, really like and almost wish it would have, like, done more with.
Yeah, I wish it had leaned into it a little bit more as well. And I think that's part of the reason why the back half of the film doesn't work quite as well for me, because the film kind of forgets that that's who she is. Like, and I understand why. I think it does make sense. But particularly in these early moments, the movie is telling us so much about who she is without really having to lay any exposition. So we open with her delivering this kind of like bullshitty namaste influencer video. And I think it works because we have all seen this person in, I'm using air quotes, real life. Like, this shit comes across my Instagram feed all the time. And I don't mean to say this shit as in, oh, it has no value. Because I'm not Alex, I'm not Jamie, I'm not Fran, I'm not any of these people saying like, well, what are you really accomplishing with this? But it's more, it's so fabricated, right? Like, to me, it doesn't feel authentic because you're doing it to try to encourage people to either buy something, to like something. Like, Cecilia is very much a construction in these videos.
Yes, and I would argue even in real life. Well, at least once she comes across Emma's path again, like, it seems like, you know, yeah, she has her persona, per se, that she does in her videos, and, like, maybe we get to see who the real Cecilia is before she meets Emma walking around this convenience store. But I feel like from that moment on, she is back into her persona. And it's frustrating, but again, it's the thing where I'm like, but I get it, you know? Like, she clearly has a lot of social anxiety and a lot of social issues and, you know, some trauma that she's recovering from. And maybe that's why I have trouble connecting with this movie, because I don't ever connect with Sissy. And we talk about unlikable characters a lot and how that's not really a valid critique, because characters don't have to be likable, right, for a movie to work or to accomplish what it's trying to do. And so on a level, I feel a little bit unfair saying this, but it's like, I don't know, because I can't, I never get a feel of who Sissy really is outside of this mask she puts on for people. So it makes it harder for me to connect with this film.
That is interesting, because I feel like who we see in the videos is absolutely fake. Like, this is a persona that she has created, in part definitely to cope with her trauma, but also I think it's her, like, recovery mechanism, right? Like, this is who she aspires to be, but it only really works when she has the camera on, or when, yes, as you said, she's engaging with the reactions and she's getting that serotonin burst. But when we see her interacting with Emma, and then especially with Alex later on, I feel like that's actually who she really is. It's not just the social insecurity or the awkwardness. It's like she disappears as a person, right? Like, she loses her agency. She's unsure of herself. She doesn't know how to stand up for herself.
Oh, it's so frustrating.
But I don't feel like that's a construction. Like, I think she's just really bad at interacting with people in real life. And especially these people that she has a history of trauma with.
Well, and that's where the satire is coming in, right? And, like, it's interesting that we're discussing this a month after Bodies, 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 which is very much about fake friendships and things like that. Because, yeah, I don't believe that Cecilia is capable of forming a real-life, like, in-person friendship. And that, again, that's where I think the movie's commentary is really, really good and effective, because that is what's happening to us. I mean, not you and me, us, but, like, us, the general us.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.